The four dogs at the auditions on Monday night hardly just wandered in off the street.
She has played Sandy before, and we enjoyed it so much we thought we'd go again.
This is Kate Corum talking about Emma, her golden retriever.
So she looks pretty good on paper right now.
Right. Yeah, she's got a great resume.
And Emma's not the only dog with experience. Nancy Dobbs' big silver dog Zoe has played Sandy before, too.
And so I just brought her to see both how they would, you know, dog-dishing them and, you know, what she would do with whatever they did.
Did you say dog-dishing?
That's what they said in the paper. They said dog-dishings.
Dobbs says that Zoe didn't have to do a formal audition for the other production of Annie she was in at a nearby church. Instead, she got the part through connections.
My vet called and wanted to know if she wanted to be on show business. And so I said, I have no idea because she's really kind of wild and still is. But she did fine. She didn't miss a cue. So
Amy Sandy brought two dogs, one to try out and one just for moral support. The smaller one, Lexi, played Toto in The Wizard of Oz here at the Theater Center.
So she's brought her buddy, Riley, today to audition for the part of Sandy and Annie. And Riley's pretty excited about it.
Hey, you like my microphone?
The last dog auditioning tonight came with Chris Cobb. And while he doesn't have any experience on the stage, he's as sweet as can be. The director, Maria Chatton Carter, is running the audition. She wants to see the dogs walk out a little ways and sit. She wants to see them crawl, and she wants to see how they react when Annie sings to them.
So I don't know, does anybody need just a little rehearsal time? I can give you just a little rehearsal time.
Emmy McKenzie, who's playing Annie, is here too. The dogs complete the tasks with varying levels of success. One hardly pays any attention and runs around the room. One stays so focused on its owner, it doesn't really see Annie. None of them can crawl, but their owners all try to get them to. One of the dogs, Riley, especially likes hearing Annie sing. He looks her in the face. Emmy takes the slobber in stride. She's used to dogs.
Yes, they asked me if I was afraid of dogs, and I am not usually. But I do have many dogs, and I love dogs.
She has 7 of them at home, to be exact.
How did it go tonight, did you think, with the dogs?
I think some of them were a little bit crazy. I did get scared of one. But I liked all of them. I thought they were really sweet and cute.
There's still another night of auditions. A decision will be made later this week.
I will try to get the message out probably Wednesday.
Kate Corum's hoping Emma, her golden retriever, will get the part. Partly because she herself would like to be involved with the show. She's never had her own role in a play.
Something I've always kind of secretly wanted to do, but I would never, ever have the guts to do it. Never.
But like, this is like a way to start
right.
to be part of it.
Right. So this is like living vicariously through my dog to do it. As lame as that sounds.
And if she doesn't get the part, well, there's always tomorrow. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.